Calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club repeater net. Calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club repeater net. This is KE0FUD, Kilo Echo Zero, Foxtrot Uniform Delta, your net control station for this evening. My name is Chris and my QTH is Sedalia. The Spark repeater net meets each Sunday evening from approximately 8 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. local time on the Sedalia 147.03 MHz repeater with the minus offset. The purpose of the net is to gather hams in the area, exchange information of mutual interest, and promote the public service by ham operators. Do we have any emergency, priority, time value, or routine traffic for the net? Call now. Are there any announcements for the net?
Announcement, KJ5ZW.
KJ5ZW, go ahead with your announcement.
It looks like October the... Man, I just lost it. Second Saturday in October. Hang on, let me pull that up. I had it. October 6th will be a testing session that we're going to do. The VE team will do that. It'll be at the fire station with the club, where the club meets, and that will start at about 9 o'clock. If no one shows up for that, why, by 9:30 we'll shut it down. We're not going to stay there all day waiting on people to show up. I just thought I'd make that announcement. The VE team currently has 8 members. Our liaison is John N0EE. He's the liaison between ARRL, VEC, and us. I'll be the team leader. For the team, we'll also have Dennis, KY0P is a member, Chris, KC0TKS, Darren, KD0OPS, Don, AD0VD, Brooks, KA0JWA, and John, N0XG. Anybody wants to be tested, pre-registration is highly advisable. It helps us to make sure we know how many are coming, so we've got plenty of tests prepared. And but we will take in walk-ins. Turn it back over to you, Chris, KJ5ZW.
All right, thank you very much. That's good information. Glad to know we're going to start doing some testing. I hope quite a few people show up for that. Thanks a lot, Philip. Are there any other announcements for the net?
KD0USK, I got an announcement.
And WE0G.
Alright, KD0USK, go ahead with your announcement.
Chris, we talked a couple weeks ago about getting some information out to the campers at the fairgrounds, maybe on a welcome package or something through the Chamber of Commerce about our repeater, offset, tone, and just, a little bit of a line or two about the services of our repeater there. And I was able to talk to Angie today with the Chamber of Commerce, and she thought that was a fabulous idea. They'd never have actually administered a welcome package to campers and folks that come into the city, whether it be any type of event like that. And she thought that might be something that they may be putting together, and that we could actually get, a couple of lines on that with our ham club information on there. So she's going to be further going into that, and I told her I'd be in contact with her. That's all I got. KD0USK.
All right, thanks for doing that. That's great. There's another caller in there. I'm not sure if I got your call sign right. Is it WE0G? Come back.
Yes, that's correct, Chris. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. Wanted to announce that there will be a Simplex net after the Warrensburg repeater net, and the Warrensburg net on the repeater starts at 8:30. I'm pretty sure everyone's aware of that one, and immediately following the close of the repeater net, we're going to do a simplex net on 147.405. That's 147.405, so no offset and no tone. So if anyone's interested in trying out simplex and see how it works for them, and I'll give signal reports for everyone I can hear, and of course anyone that I can't hear, someone perhaps can relay in, and we'll work through that net. So no exact time on that. It's usually right around 9 o'clock, but it could be a little earlier or a little bit later. So anyway, that's all I've got. Good evening to everyone, 73, and catch you later. WE0G, clear.
All right, thank you very much. Hopefully some people try to check into that. I don't know if I'm capable of getting that far out because I don't have anything set up. But I might try that later. All right, if there's no other announcements, we'll go ahead and switch on over to the regular check-ins. Are there any last call for announcements? All right, we don't usually have quite so many announcements, so we'll go ahead and switch over to regular check-ins now. If you'd like to check into the Spark Repeater Net, call now. This is KE0FUD.
KD0USK.
KY0P.
WB0LRX.
I think the first one was KD0USK. I apologize for the delay there for a second. I'm trying out a new method of getting everybody recorded, and I'm finding the flaws every little time I turn around. So go ahead, KD0USK.
Good evening, Chris, and everybody on the net. It's good to hear you in there, and you're doing a great job on the net this evening. And thank you for doing that. Sounds great. I do want to say that Keith's net up there, Simplex Net in Warrensburg, is a great net. I've been a participant of that. Used to do it when they used to do it there several years ago, and now that it's back on, I always like to get in and check that out. It's good for your equipment. And just to kind of see, give you an idea of really what it'll do, and it's a good net. So I would encourage everybody to hop in there on that. The fair's been real good. Been out there all weekend, and Hank Williams had a pretty packed house in there last night. It was pretty much sold out. Had a good event there on our water sales, and I think we sold close to 16,000 bottles of water yesterday. So had a big day, and we had a real good day today. Also got a good chance to see Don and Grace today, and glad to get a chance to see them and visit with them a little bit. So that's about all I got. Hope everybody has a really good week. 73 to y'all. KD0USK.
All right, thanks a lot. I went out to that concert. It was pretty darn loud. It was a lot of fun. My middle son's been working at the fair, and somebody gave him a pair of tickets yesterday afternoon, so I took him out there. It was a good show. All right, next on the list is KY0P. Go ahead.
Good evening, Chris. Everybody on the net. Yeah, I was one of those also, Chris. I saw on Facebook that you and your son were there, and I went to the concert with my daughter and son-in-law, and don't know for sure, but from the looks of things, Brett, you said there were 16,000 bottles of water. I'm betting there was probably that many beers that were sold in the grandstand last night, too. It was very loud, and a very loud concert, and a typical Hank Williams Jr. concert. Hadn't seen for a while, and I was glad to get to see him again. Let's see. Oh, went out Friday, and went with them again with their son, my grandson, and got to see him ride all the kiddie rides. That was pretty neat. Last year, he was afraid of the merry-go-round. This year he rode the merry-go-round, and all the other kids' rides out there, so he got a lot more acclimated to carnival life this year than he did last year. So stopped by the Dairy Barn and had some ice cream, and it was an enjoyable day, and it was a late night last night, but I thought the Hank concert was great. So anyway, hey, I'll just turn it back to you, Chris, and say 73 to everybody. Have a great week from KY0P.
Hey, I got a quick question for you. Where were you sitting out there, and were you wearing a Kansas City Royals hat? I was pretty sure I saw you, but I wasn't sure enough to holler.
Yes, sir. We were in, Section C. Don't know the row, but we were sitting on the end. We had seats 1, 2, and 3. I think it was row 8, Section C.
That's pretty close to it. That was most likely you that I saw. But anyway, we had a good time. Thanks a lot. Next on the list was WB0LRX. Go ahead.
Evening, Chris, and everybody on the net. At least we got some entertainment in Sedalia. It sounds like my phone's ringing, so I won't stay on too long. Well, they hung up. But we didn't make the Hank concert. Thought about it, but I have seen him before. We went to a concert Friday night, Rock of the 70s or something. It was pretty good. Pretty sparsely attended. Wasn't too many people there. It was kind of disappointing in terms of attendance, I guess. So didn't draw very many. But and we have tickets to the concert Tuesday night, which is country, some good country stars. Unfortunately, right now they're predicting 100% chance of rain, so I guess we'll see what happens. WB0LRX, back to net. Go ahead, Chris.
All right, thanks for checking in. That's the end of the list. So if anybody else would like to check into the SparkNet, call now.
KA0TTY.
K0CYR.
All right, we've got a couple there. We'll start with KA0TTY. Go ahead with your comments.
Say good evening to everyone on the net. Radio's still working really good here. Thank everybody in the club for helping me out getting on the air, but I haven't been on the air that much. I've been working on the station. Little did I realize that cleaning up the station would be harder work than putting the antenna up, but things have come along, and glad to be more active in the hobby. Turn it back, K0TTY.
All right, good to hear you again. Next on the list, I believe, is KE0CYR. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a little tired. It's been a very long weekend. I had a training session I gave to a bunch of people on Friday and also again today after church. And my dogs, they think that I've forgotten them, so I need to get off here shortly and spend time with them, reassure them that I'm not going to abandon them. Definitely do love my dogs. But anyway, I hope everybody has a great coming week during the fair. And hopefully the traffic doesn't drive you too nuts because it's pretty heavy out there. But anyway, 73s, and this is KZ1CYR, and we're clear and back to the net.
All right, thanks for checking in. That's the end of the list. Are there any other check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call now.
This is KE0LMY, Sam and Edward.
All right, I didn't hear anybody else in there, so let's go ahead. Sam, what's your comments?
Well, good evening to everybody on the net. Thank you guys for being there. Thank you for running your net. We are pretty busy down here. Our old washing machine just bit the dust, and we had to go out today and buy a new one, and I am so happy about it. You know you're a grown-up when you're excited about buying a washing machine. So we're planning for our upcoming September cert class down here in Benton County, and I'm looking forward to joining our Aries up with our cert for some training, and that, I think, is going to be really exciting down here. Other than that, just staying on the cool side of the door. This is KE0LMY, back to net.
Thanks for checking in. I can certainly relate to the washing machine. We just bought one a couple of years ago. Hopefully it'll last a long time. All right, are there any other check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call now. Last call for check-ins to Spark Repeater Net. This is KE0FUD. Call now. Well, that sounds like the end of the net tonight. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and myself is 9 check-ins, and the net has run for 17 minutes. Thank you, everybody, for checking in. This is KE0FUD returning the repeater back to normal use.